Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I try not to make the show very touchy-feely. You know, people don't really like a lot of touchy-feely topics, but this one's touchy-feely because there is a study that says women, right, if they get a hug, or women who hug, calm down a little bit. And they actually found it lowers stress-induced cortisol response. Now, I'm a hugger. But I'm not a long hugger. You know how some people hug and they just keep holding on? I almost hug too quick because I don't want to think I'm holding too fast. But I hug everybody. When I meet somebody, like for the first time, I don't shake their hand. I hug them. I mean, if we're in a setting where it's very informal, I mean, at a business meeting, you know, I'll do that and I'll, you know, but if I know you or I've met you or, you know, we hang, you get a hug. And I love hugs. But, you know, does it calm me down? So, very interesting. Okay, one time, this was years ago, I had a bad day. And it's very interesting because my sons, they know me. I don't get mad a lot, you know. I'm very snarky and smart alecky with things. So if they don't do the dishes or they're not helping with something or whatever, I can make a comment, you know, and whatever. And I rarely have to yell. When I do yell, maybe I might yell once a year. And it's 2-second thing. They get the point of we're done. Because I came from a family where you just got yelled at all day long. So I didn't want that with them. And I'm like, look, you know, mama yells and I mean business. But one time, I must have been stressed. And I'm like, look, guy, maybe I was getting ready for a party or something like that. Look, guys, we need this. We need this. You know, I asked you to do this. You know, I don't want to be the type of mom that has to ask you multiple times, but I asked you to do this. And one of my kids goes, mommy, hug. And he comes up and he hugs. And he does a long hug. I'm almost crying. And he does a long hug. And it calmed me down. It's like, I got it, mama. I call me mommy. And then he went and I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, meanwhile, the animals are like, no way. How do I do that? Because I could get mama to shut up by doing that. But it worked. It worked. So you might want to think about, you know, when somebody in the family is kind of getting all kind of grumpy, you know, maybe, you know, giving them a hug. So this was a study published in Plus One. And they say women who hug their partners before a stressful event have a lower biological stress response and reduced cortisol levels compared to women who do not embrace their partners. Okay, so that means if I'm stressed, I need to find my romantic partner, UPS guy, whoever that is of the day, hug them, and then get into the mood to finish up, set up for the party. I did not hug my husband. You know, when I was trying to get all the graduation festivities, we had to get to the graduation and do all that, I did not stop and hug him. What if I did? You know, what if that's the huddle? See, I like huddles. I like football huddles. You know, when you see no huddle, you know, offense or no huddle defense and things like that, I'm like, no, they should have huddled. They should have huddled, you know, because that's when you get the plan. That's when there's management. That's when everybody knows the job they're supposed to do. You're reminded you're a team. We got this. Let's do it. I think huddles are huge. And so for those of us that might be like, I don't think my partner's going to want me to hug him in the middle of everything or, you know, I'm going to be running around, you know, another, I think, way to do it is huddle. Okay, guys, we've got a lot going on. Let's just take 5 seconds. We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to huddle. We're going to come up with a plan. And I actually did something like that. in order to get to graduation on time and to get a hotel room, because we got a hotel room because my son's friends were bringing in a DJ and doing a party, so I got this penthouse suite at the Rio Hotels, which was fantastic. But, you know, we had to bring things in. And how do you do that when the graduation ceremony ends an hour or two from the party? And, you know, so there was a lot of stress. So I go, hey, guys, real quickly here, let's come up with a plan. And even though it wasn't like a huddle, it was still a plan. And it worked. It really did. And so maybe what this is trying to say is, you know, yes, we need touch. I love being touched. You know, I think, you know, touching, holding hands, hug, love. But also what I think this means is sometimes you just need to take that second or two saying you got this. You know, like you're about to take the SATs, you're about to take a test, and you're like running and you're racing, you're trying to find your pencil, and you're doing this, and you're like, you know, maybe just go, okay, hey guys, we got this. I used to do that with my friends. Everybody was nervous with the test. And I would sit going, okay, we got this. We got this, guys. We got this. And I would do that. Maybe people found that annoying, but sometimes knowing that there's someone out there that's got your back, there's someone out there rooting for you, I loved looking around, telling everybody, and you can't look around. They're like, "Dolly, are you cheating?" I'm like, "No, I'm just, you know, telling everybody we got this." You know, but I think it sometimes it doesn't distract. I think it helps. This study came from Ruhr University in Bochum, Germany, and where they think that social touch may buffer against stress. Massages, embraces, hand-holding, affectionate communication can all reduce signs of stress in women. I agree. They haven't really explored it on men. I think men like to be, I know men like to be touched, but I don't know if it's that, if men are the types that, you know, want to stop everything in a hug. Interestingly, all participants underwent a stress-inducing test, not having a mother-in-law come in the room, but what they did was an ice water bath for 3 minutes while being observed, maintaining eye contact with the camera. Prior to the test, half of the couples were instructed to embrace, and the others did not embrace. So, you know, it's interesting. Love carries you through a lot. You know, when I thought I had breast cancer, and when I thought I had ovarian cancer, knowing my husband, knowing my friends were worried about me and were there for me, you know, it just, I was like, you know what, if I have it, I'm going to be okay, because I got people who love me. You know, it's a fascinating thing. Maybe it does just work on women, because I have a guy who's a friend, and, you know, every time he had health issues, he wouldn't tell me until after, because he didn't want me worrying. And I don't want people worrying, but I notice I'm stressed less when people know, and I know that they know, and that they're going to be there for me on the other side when I wake up from my propofol. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as far as I'm concerned, you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And if you detain an American and it's not making a lot of sense, You better expect the heat, expect the rain, because we are going to get that American back. We are going to want that American back. We are going to want answers, and just don't even think about doing it. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case with Brittany Griner until maybe now we're starting to move. So a week before Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, you remember Russian authorities arrested American basketball star and Olympian Brittany Griner at a Moscow airport. She was charged with drug smuggling after Russian officials allegedly found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her luggage. She was arrested on February 17th. she has still been locked up in a Russian prison. Now, she has been in professional basketball leagues in the U.S. for the past 7 years in Russia. She actually plays for Russia because her WNBA salary is about $282,000, and she could make four times as much in Russia. So she would go off-season to Russia and play for them. So she's been to Russia. She understands Russia's laws. Maybe she forgot and had her vape pens with her and forgot that, you know, cannabis oil could be illegal. You know, I don't know. But you are going to be accused of smuggling, sadly, if you bring medications or you bring something back with you or whatever, and it's a different country. That's why I tell everybody, be careful when you go to Mexico, because you guys are going, you're getting stuff over the counter, Xanax, things like that, and then you're trying to bring it back to the United States. That could be smuggling. So be very, very careful. So she's been in a Russian prison. The last picture we saw of her, she looked pretty gaunt, skinny. Her face was covered in a hood, so we can't tell how she's doing. And so many people thought that Putin did this, maybe set her up, because she obviously has been to Russia before. She works for Russia, so she knows the laws. Was this something that, oh gosh, you know, my bad. Like, I'll have, like, a water bottle in my backpack, and then TSA is like, you know, you can't have liquids. I'm like, oh, crap, I left a water bottle. My bad. I mean, it could have been she just forgot, you know, and, you know, because it's illegal in America, or in some states, or was it planted? So, this isn't the biggest crime of the century. We should have been able to get her out. So some people thought maybe it was Vladimir Putin's desire, according to Yahoo News, to use the star as a geopolitical pawn. Another American, Paul Whelan, remains in Russia detention after more than 2 years since his 2020 conviction on espionage charges. U.S.-Russia relations obviously getting worse. We fortunately got the release of Trevor Reed. This happened on April 28th. That was a very big positive sign for people who want Griner back. A former U.S. Marine, Reed was held for 3 years in Russia on charges stemming from an alleged fight with a Russian police officer. He was exchanged for Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot serving a 20-year federal sentence for conspiring to smuggle cocaine into the United States. So now we hope that maybe Griner, there could be some sort of a prisoner swap or something. After nearly 3 months of, according to Yahoo News, silence, quote-unquote, on Griner, the Biden administration on May 3rd declared that Griner has been, quote, wrongfully detained. And as such, the U.S. government would work more aggressively to secure her release, even while the Russian legal case against Griner proceeds. So it's about time. I mean, it's a, when I saw the way this has rolled out, you know, again, and maybe it's because I, you know, grew up watching what happened, you know, with the country and how we, you know, responded this, you know, if you mess with an American, you mess with all of us, you know, but also Americans didn't travel that often out of the country like they do now. So it's, you know, obviously, you know, there's going to be, you know, more of us getting into some sort of trouble in other countries. But this just seemed very odd when you have somebody who works in Russia, has been there multiple times, to get in trouble for a law that she obviously is aware of. Unless it was, oh my gosh, my bad, sorry, I forgot to throw it out before I got on the plane or before I arrived, or was it planted? And so, you know, I wouldn't doubt the latter, because this happened right before, you know, the... You know, right before the, war. And I'm also surprised because she's served the Russian country by representing them in her sport. You know, I'm not saying, you know, they have to say she's one of ours, but, you know, you would think she would be given, you know, a little bit more leniency, you know, for something as simple as cannabis oil. But... You know, I mean, look at how other people have rules with ADHD medication and things like that. So you really, really have to know the rules and understand them. But you really wonder if there's something more to this. And it's sad. And so it sounds like the Biden administration is now moving more aggressively. I don't think they're moving quick enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Trevor Reed is back. The former Marine who was jailed in Russia for nearly 3 years, came home last month, in this prisoner swap. He said the conditions were egregious, and he was in a psychiatric treatment facility. He feared for his life and actually at some point lost hope of returning home. He's 30 years old, and he's from Texas. And he said, I wouldn't let myself hope for freedom during his 985 days in a Russian detention. And this was an interview released on the CNN special, Finally Home, the Trevor Reed interview. And he revealed that he was held in extreme conditions. There was blood smeared on the walls. There was a hole in the floor for a toilet. The psychiatric treatment facility I was in there with seven other prisoners in a cell. They all had severe psychological health issues, most of them, he told CNN. He said so over 50% of them in that cell were there for murder or multiple murders, sexual assault and murder, just really disturbed individuals. He described the inside of the cell as, quote, not a good place. There was blood all over the walls where prisoners had killed themselves or killed other prisoners or attempted to do that. The toilet's just a hole in the floor. And there's, you know, crap everywhere, he said, all over the floor, on the walls. There's people in there also that walk around and look like zombies. He didn't sleep for several days, fearing what his cellmates might do to him. You felt like they might kill you? Jake Tapper asked. He said, yes, I thought that was a possibility. So he believed he was sent to the facility as retribution for his appeal efforts. He was arrested in the summer of 2019 in Russia, accused of assaulting a police officer, which his family denies. He was sentenced to 9 years in jail in 2020. He was returned to the U.S. in April in a prisoner swap for convicted Russian drug trafficker Konstantin Yaroshenko, whose 20-year prison sentence in the U.S. in 2010 was commuted. So, Reed's family had lobbied for his release, noting in his final days in Russia, they were concerned for his ailing health. And during his detention, Reed explained that he lost hope of ever returning. He said, a lot of people are not going to like what I'm going to say about this, but I kind of viewed their having hope as being a weakness. So I did not want to have that hope of, like me, you know, being released somehow and then having that taken from me. His father said at a rally early this month outside the White House that his son was recovering at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio under the care of Army experts. And so, this is... You know, being taken prisoner to another country. You know, we all think that the prisons are going to look like Orange is the New Black, or there's two cots, there's a toilet, there's a sink. You know, these other countries do things very differently. And, you know, sadly, what we're hearing with Ukrainians being detained, sent to Siberia, put into camps, I mean, it's almost sounding like, you know, they could very easily have concentration camp sort of conditions where they're all crowded into a room, no healthy facilities, no sanitary facilities. And so, you know, thank God, you know, we got Reed back. And, you know, Brittany Griner, I'm really worried about, you know, I know her career has been controversial with, you know, her attitudes towards, you know, the national anthem and things like that. But listen, she is an American, and we as Americans, we fight for all Americans despite how they feel politically or how they feel about the flag or their patriotism. She's American. She's one of ours. She needs our help. We help her. That's the way it is. And, she might have a different attitude towards the anthem or whatever, but, you know, she worked in Russia. She didn't kill anybody. She didn't hurt anybody. It was something in her bag. And we don't even know if it was planted. And so as Americans, you know, we need to do everything we can to make sure we, you know, get our people back and safe. And it's, if we don't have that attitude, you know, like, you're really going to mess with us. You're really going to have one of our own. You don't want to mess with us. Yeah, people will still do it. What's to stop Russia from, if they find any more Americans, taking them? Prison. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to lift Title 42 authority on Monday. Title 42 is a Trump-era policy that allows for the United States to deport illegal immigrants who came from a country where a rapid disease is spreading. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warns the number of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States will only get worse.
We're already on pace for 2.5 to 3 million coming in now. If he repeals Title 42, you're talking about as many people coming in this first term of the Biden administration, more people coming here illegally that we apprehend than live in New York City, and almost twice as the city of Houston.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Attorney General Merrick Garland says last weekend's deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket was a racially motivated hate crime. USA Radio News. Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving two people dead and seven injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making the arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with a primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So a question I keep coming up is, what is the definition of safe when they say the vaccines are safe? So what, you know, and it's a very good question. All right. And please don't be afraid to ask, and would love to hear you live at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We don't spread disinformation. We don't, you know, misinform. We tell you, you know, what the latest headlines are. I might give my opinion on things, and many times, in my opinion, might originally be considered, oh, no, 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 and then like, oh, no, no, yeah, you're right, you know, N95s are better. So, you know, I try to keep the integrity, you know, have the ethics and the, you know, education behind every one of my answers. So feel free to ask these questions. So, you know, we're going to try to be very politically neutral with these things. But people ask, how are vaccines considered safe if there are severe reactions? And, you know, it's very interesting because I think the definition of safe is different for everybody. Okay? So, for example, one of the reasons why this came up, and I think our listener had asked, was Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, is the advisory, vaccine advisory panel, is recommending children between the ages of 5 to 11 be offered a third dose of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 at least 5 months after their second dose. Hence, the CDC is recommending boosters. And Rochelle Walensky said, with over 18 million doses administered in this age group, we know that these vaccines are safe, and we must continue to increase the number of children who are protected. The CDC also recommends those over 12, and all people over the age of 50 should get a booster, a second booster, which is a fourth dose of the vaccine, at least 4 months after their first dose. Previously, the agency had allowed those groups to get a fourth dose, but had not made necessarily a clear recommendation. So the idea of safe, while we know there are severe side effects, my guess is the definition of safe is just like a Tylenol, just like an antibiotic, where we believe that the majority of people who are exposed to that medication will not have an adverse event. Many people feel safe should be 100%, where nobody will ever have an adverse event to that. And that's not necessarily the definition that's being used. I get how people want that to be the definition. You know, this is safe. Then you take it, and then something happens to you. You're like, I guess it wasn't safe. And you're right. Linguistically, in fact, let me see what the definition, okay, just for poops and giggles here, okay? Because linguistically, you're right in terms of if something is safe, it's supposed to be, you know, nobody has an adverse issue. But even with definition, safe is, quote, protected from or not exposed to danger or risk, not likely to be harmed or lost. So safe isn't necessarily 100%, even though I believe that a lot of people look at safe as, you know, if something is safe, if I take a Tylenol, or if I take an antibiotic, it's not going to hurt me. The truth of the matter is, though, is some people do get hurt. Very, very rarely somebody could have a reaction, an autoimmune hepatitis or a non-alcoholic hepatitis, drug-induced hepatitis, from acetaminophen or paracetamol. Not everybody. The average person who takes it is pretty safe. But there could be that once in a blue moon. Same thing with an antibiotic. You know, the average person can take penicillin. But there's a group of individuals who could have a very severe allergy to penicillin. Hence, for them, it's not safe. So these antibiotics that are out there are considered safe overall, but not 100%. So when it comes to the vaccines, the CDC says, quote, COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, and severe reactions after vaccination are rare. So the definition of safe means for the majority of the public, they are safe. They will not have an issue. But there can be some rare reactions. And another subtle definition, okay, of safety, which I know is splitting hairs, and I get you guys being frustrated. I get it, but look, I'm supposed to be honest here, okay? Another very subtle definition is you could have, let's say, a Tylenol or an antibiotic or the shot sitting there on your hand. Doesn't burn your hand. Goes into you. Might swallow the pill. Doesn't hurt the tummy. Goes into the arm. Doesn't hurt the arm. But then your body reacts. So even though I would be like, okay, well, that drug hurt you because it caused that. By definition, the drug was the same old drug for anybody else, but your particular body reacted. Shouldn't have, but it did. Almost like it's on you. So with the way they worded it, is COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. They're not wrong in saying that. And then they say, and severe reactions after vaccination are rare. So what they're saying is if something bad happens, it's a reaction. Something coming from you. So it's a much different verbiage. And again, you know, semantics, you know, if you end up having a, you know, like, for example, somebody might get a cold. And it's just a cold to some, but others may go into complete Guillain-Barré, where their immune system fights their nerves. Is it the cold fault? Well, I would think it would be the cold's fault. But technically, a cold is a cold. Its definition of being mild doesn't necessarily change because for the average person, it's mild. But because you underwent this whole big, you know, autoimmune response, you had a reaction. It was part your body to blame and not the vaccine. And that's what companies are designed to do. Companies are designed to, their job is to make sure something is safe for the average human body. But you're going to have some human body that just reacts to it. They say anaphylaxis after COVID-19 vaccine is rare. 5 cases per 1 million of doses administered. Thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome after the Johnson & Johnson vaccination is rare, has occurred 4 cases per 1 million. Guillain-Barré, where the body's immune system damages the nerve cells, that also considered rare. They said the rate of GBS within the first 21 days following the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was 21 times higher than Pfizer or Moderna. After 42 days, it was higher, 11 times higher. No increased risk with Pfizer or Moderna. They're still monitoring. Myocarditis and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle. So those also have been looked at. In terms of death, they say the FDA requires healthcare providers to report. They say more than of the 581 million doses of COVID vaccines administered since December 14, 2020, there have been 14,680 preliminary reports of death, which is 0.0025% among people. Now, somebody looking at that saying, okay, well, if 14,000-15,000 people died, possibly from the vaccine, that's not a safe vaccine. I think everybody's right, and everybody, I can see both sides. I can. I mean, some people have died from an antibiotic. Some people have died from, you know, an over-the-counter medication. Some people have died from alcohol. Alcohol is supposed to, nothing served in the grocery store is supposed to be considered unsafe. Peanuts are supposed to be safe, but not for some because they have a reaction to it. So it's a good question, and I get it. The definition of safe, you know, it all depends on if somebody says 100% or for the majority of the population. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a mom whose child was in daycare for a period of time, this blows my mind. Tennessee daycare workers overdosed children with 10 times the legal amount of sleep hormone, allegedly. 4 Tennessee daycare workers were charged earlier this month with overdosing children under their care, giving them up to 10 times the legal limit of the hormone melatonin to make them sleep longer. Are you kidding me? Jamie Clark, 45 years old. Kristen Clark, 22 years old. Jordan Darnell,
22 years old, of now-closed Mimi's Daycare in Indian Mound, Tennessee, were charged on May 5th with child abuse and neglect following parents' complaints in March. Ethan Pulley, 21 years old, was charged with fabricating and tampering with evidence. An attorney representing 9 of the 26 children who were allegedly overdosed told Fox 17 Nashville that a whistleblower just told his team how high the dosages allegedly were. They say there was a whistleblower who came forward and talked to us early this week and told us she worked there for a day. And during her employment, they requested she give the students 3 10-milligram melatonin gummy bears with their lunch. The average adult should only take 3 to 5 milligrams. You shouldn't be taking 30. Not a kid. She didn't feel comfortable with that. She didn't do it. And she didn't report for her job the next day. The doses of melatonin allegedly given to children were more than 1.5 times the maximum adult dose. Parents would sometimes be unable to wake their children when they picked them up at the end of the day. So lazy. They just wanted the kids to sleep. You wonder how many of these them are doing Benadryl also. I mean, that's frightening. I'm not saying all daycares are doing this, but now it starts to make you wonder what the hell is happening in a daycare. They said when they would pick them up, they would sleep all the way home, and sometimes reports of children staying up most of the night, so their sleeping habits were off. They also made some disclosures that there was melatonin going on at lunchtime at the daycare center. Investigators said the children ranged in age from infants to 6 years old, and this has been going on for at least 2 years. The damages and the messing with the child's sleep, and this could have long-lasting effects. This is horrible. And I don't think the parents could get enough in damages for this. And it's frustrating because, you know, I want to be here on air saying people are good, people are smart, people are trustworthy, and you see this BS. And you know they're not the only ones. If you have people who are lazy and they don't like a kid or they don't want to deal with the kids, a kid being asleep makes their day easier. So they might drug them. Now, I mean, most schools should have ethics, and the teachers should have ethics, and there should be, you know, oversight, cameras. But, man. And, you know, a lot of these kids are too young to explain. Yeah, we got gummy bears at lunch. Ooh, I love gummy bears. Ooh, you had gummy bears. They didn't realize they were melatonin gummies. I've had a melatonin gummy. It's yummy. It tastes like candy. So, sickening. Allegedly. I mean, if these people are found guilty, they deserve the book thrown at them. And I can't imagine what these parents must be thinking of. Going through. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, when you are asked to do something as an employee, good for this one employee saying hell no and not going back to work there. Good for them. And it takes a lot of guts. But sometimes you could be fired. And so this is an interesting case. A Princeton University president, we're being told by Daily Mail, is demanding that one of the school's most distinguished professors be fired because that professor did not want to pay certain professors more or give them more sabbatical time than others. Now, this follows student uproar over the educators' criticism of woke school policies and racial politics that emerged after the murder of George Floyd. The recommended dismissal sent by University President Christopher Eisgruber to the school's board of directors last week accuses classics professor Joshua Katz for not cooperating with the 2018 investigation into alleged sexual misconduct. Now, that's a sexual misconduct claim. They say the investigation looked into a relationship he had with a student in 2006. It was resolved internally and saw the tenured professor suspended without pay for a year. But then there was another probe, and they said the professor didn't, you know, cooperate, etc. But one of the things that has come up is that Katz found fault with the campaign to address the school's racist history with requests to give black professors more sabbatical time and higher salaries than their white counterparts. So now there's a discussion, is he getting sued or is he getting fired because he wouldn't give black colleagues more sabbatical time and higher salaries than white professors? Now, others are saying, no, it's because he's had a long history of other issues. But he started teaching at Princeton in 1998. And he had slammed the school-made proposals in an essay published to online magazine Quillette in July 2020. This was as Black Lives Matter protests and other movements were going on across the country. And in the op-ed, he titled it A Declaration of Independence by a Princeton Professor. Katz said the proposals, if implemented, would lead to a civil war on campus and erode even further public confidence in how elite institutions of higher education operate. He also said the proposals, in a 4,100-word Princeton faculty letter signed by students, staff, and alumni, that he was embarrassed for his colleagues that signed it. He said, I am friends with many people who signed the Princeton letter, which requests, and in some places demands, a dizzying array of changes, and I support the right to speak as they see fit. But I am embarrassed for them, to judge from conversations with friends and all too much online scouting. There are two camps, those cheering them on, and those who wouldn't dream of being associated with such a document. No one is in the middle. So basically, many people are facing these, let's say, recommendations for reparations or recommendations to overfill deficits that were made from decades of racism and abuse. But does it complicate matters when you are trying to have a system where all people are created equal? All people get equal. And so the question of, you know, should schools give people who are not white different advantages? Now, the laws say you can't do disadvantages. Hands down, everybody has to be treated the same. But then is it a disadvantage for somebody not to get the sabbatical relief? Another thing complicating matters with a lot of employers are if somebody is of mixed race. So there are many people that do have Latino, African American, Asian, you know, Native American within their blood. They feel forced to identify, you know, whether it's 5%, 10%, 50%, 75%, well, then that complicates matters because somebody can say, but wait a second, I'm part Native American, I'm part black, I'm part white, why can't I take advantage of this? So the reason why we have rules of everybody created equal is because of the challenge that it starts to pose with who is going to, like, remember there was that one woman who pretended to be black. Wasn't there also a medical student who pretended to be black to get to medical school? I mean, this is, it shouldn't be about somebody's, skin color. It should be about, you know, who they are, because you're going to then end up marginalizing. Nobody should be asked to prove if they're black or Hispanic or white. Nobody should be asked to prove that. People were asked to prove that they weren't Jewish, you know, back during the Holocaust days, World War II. So, you know, you could end up actually hurting the groups that you're trying to help. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.